Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping my time. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no one was strong, and then the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple times. But the enemy can't stop me, cause heaven's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. The key gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. The greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. What he do it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Heard all around the world. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Terrence.
I'm Tanisha. And today is Cinco de Mayo. It's May 5th, 2021. It's 7:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are excited to be here. We're glad you're here. I forgot that it was Cinco de Mayo until just now. It's Mexican Independence Day. I'm from California, so... Californians, we're Mexican too. I say that in jest, but it's true. We celebrate all the holidays and all that kind of stuff. So I forgot about that till just now. I totally forgot that it was Cinco de Mayo. But if you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, happy Cinco de Mayo. But I'm just happy to be alive in today, that this day that the Lord has made. I know that when you tune in, you always hear us say we're excited to be here. And we're not just saying that. You know, sometimes when somebody says something a lot, you think it's like a catchphrase or just whatever. We are so serious when we say that we're excited to be here. And we are glad that you're here. We're glad that you're alive in this day. And we can't wait to hear what the Lord has to say.
Amen. And taking advantage of the moments that we're in is very critical in our lives. Because before you know it, it's over.
Yeah.
And everything that had you flustered and all that is no longer a factor.
Right.
So treat it as such now. You know, just be glad to be in the service of the Lord on a regular basis, just giving God his praise, giving God the glory for all that he has done, seen and unseen, and just continue to walk in faith and keep your heart open to him. And because through our obedience, man, we really begin to recognize the hand of God. Because, you know, us as born-again believers, we see things from the spiritual perspective. We see things the way God sees them, us as born-again. Not just people that say they know Jesus.
Right.
Not just people that go to church.
You
know, because we all can say and do that, but we're talking about born again believers, those that really have yielded their lives to the Holy Spirit, to be taught, to be led, to be loved on. And so we see things from a spiritual perspective. And when we see see things from the spiritual perspective, we then sit back and be like, wow, the enemy is so blatant. He ain't hiding a thing. It's right there in plain sight. And so we can say it's in plain sight because now we have the eyes to see things with. We're seeing things from God's perspective. We're seeing things the way God sees them. And so when we see these things, then he's already equipped us. He's equipped us to handle these things that we recognize. You know, we harp on people a lot, not seeing things. I don't know why they can't see it. Are they born again? Ask yourself that. Because I'm telling you, Satan will bring so much frustration if you let him. To your life, we're trying to worry about why somebody else ain't got something you got, why somebody else don't see what you see, why somebody ain't doing what you doing, feeling the way you feeling, believing the way you believe. Don't waste your time on it tonight. Walk your walk. Walk your walk and recognize what God is revealing to you in your walk. And see it as such and just ask God, how should I handle it? Even if he wants you, if he wants you to do something about it, you know, if that's a sign to you, even if that issue, if it's not a sign to you, move on. Move on. We assign ourselves to a lot of things in life that God ain't gave us the okay on. But it's a good work. And we find ourselves spinning our wheels, not getting anywhere. It's not about finding good things to do. It's about doing what God has assigned for you to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. then all these things will be added. And see, a lot of us tonight ain't even supposed to be working a job.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us tonight is not even supposed to be anybody's employee right now. But yet we are still somebody's employee. And in the eyes of man, that's a good thing. Because you're making your honest wage. Taking care of your family. Because God knows what you need. You need income. He knows it. Anyway, God got these earplugs in and these blinders on. It can't hear or see what's going on. Don't know what's going on. He made it. But you got to ask yourself, you were so frustrated in something. You're so emotionally thrown off. You have to ask yourself, is this, Lord, what I'm supposed to be doing now? I'm talking right now, at this moment. Because sometimes we as believers, and I'm talking born again believers, will really, really have a challenge. It's really hard a lot of times for us to really exercise faith. Especially when it comes to money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, we don't just hop on after. Because we always try to come up with a plan and be and strategize on how the transition would be. If God gives it. Gives you a plan, that's good. But sometimes we can think of things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get God to sign off on it. This is good. Could be in the plan right here, Lord. This might be a good move right here. You can sign right there. So I can feel validated. when he's telling you or has told you to just not do that anymore. And you like, what am I supposed to do? Just like he told Abraham, just go.
Mm-hmm.
And so obedience comes down to being greater than sacrifice. Always. Because oftentimes, when you are not obedient, you're sacrificing your time. You're sacrificing progress, not only in your life, but in the lives of the people that God has called unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that we as believers are assigned to that's going to affect other people. It's going to affect other people all the time. And so we have to be mindful that if we just obey God and truly, truly put our faith in him and trust that he is the source, the ultimate source, and he's a provider. When we really become secure in him, so many of us are insecure in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Very insecure in the faith. But you know, I trust God as long as I can see it. Long as he checking in and telling me everything I gotta do when I want to know, So let's not be insecure believers tonight. It's time to really step up our level of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And not be insecure in our faith. God has it all in control. God has already done all. And we're going to bear witness to what the Most High God has done.
Mm-hmm.
Going to bear witness. But we got to put our faith out there. We got to put our insecurities to the side. The enemy really try to play with your mind. Lord will be showing you what he brought you through. Then you got another thing that you're about to enter into.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, Lord, I know you brought me out of this, but this right here, what you mean? It's not a matter if God can. Can you believe? Can you believe? So, Lord, we just come against the insecurities of the believers tonight. Lord, we just come against fear now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We plead the blood over every thought right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over every weakness right now in the name of Jesus that born-again believers are dealing with. That's hindering them from really stepping out and utilizing and activating their faith in you. So Lord, we just thank you for our faith growing right now in you and standing on the promises of your word. As we bear witness to all that you have done in our lifetime. We should bear witness of your return. In Jesus' name. And we shall be spokesmen. We shall be ambassadors for Christ. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall preach the kingdom of God to the four corners of this world. Lord, we thank you for solidifying us in the faith. To where we're not entertained, where our ears are tickled by other ideologies, by tricks and scammers. We pray that we're covered, that we're strong, that we stand firm in our faith, that we don't waver in our faith. In Jesus' name, so that you can get glory through the miracles that you perform in and through our lives. Lord, we thank you for our obedience to do what it is you say do when you say do it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the fear thing tonight is a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't you pray against that fear.
Heavenly Father, we're just coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. We're touching and agreeing, Father God, as believers, as your children, as strong men and women of God, Lord, we just come against that spirit of fear right now in Jesus' mighty name, because your word says that fear is not of God, and fear hath torment. So, Father God, we just release the shackles of torment off of your people tonight. Help them to walk in a peace that surpasses understanding. So that means that the understanding is not even needed for them to operate in that peace. And that peace is putting their hope, faith, and trust in you, Father God. Putting their hope, faith, and trust in the mighty works of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because he said it is finished. He paid the price. His death paid the price, and his resurrection is the receipt. And help us to remember the resurrection. If we forgot what was paid for, we would look at the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So help us to look at the resurrection as the receipt so we can remember that the price was already paid. So when the enemy tries to come at us,
yes,
we can remind him that I don't owe for this.
Absolutely.
That it is finished. I don't owe for this. I've been bought and redeemed by the blood. I don't owe for this because I have put my faith, hope, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and as the Lord over my life, and his resurrection is the receipt. And help us to stand firm on that, Father God, so that that fear doesn't try to come on us, that fear that we're not going to make it, that fear that we will be forsaken and begging bread, that fear that you're not going to do what you said you were going to do, that fear of court systems, that fear of politics and government, fear that we'll lose our jobs, fear that we'll get sick and not recover, fear that our children will go the wrong way. All these fears that we have, Father God, that are in the flesh and in are of man, but Lord, your word, the word you gave me to get it, Father God. Psalms 118, 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. So, Father God, we put our trust in you tonight. We take refuge in you. And we come under your shelter, Father God, so that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, so that the ills of the world do not infect us, so that we will merely see with our eyes the payment of the wicked, but we don't partake in it because we were once wicked too. We were once in debt of sin, but Jesus paid the price. So we've been, it's already taken care of. And help us to take comfort in that, Father God. Help us to take, to gain strength from that and to remember that you're not like man, that you should lie, and that your plans for us are have an expected end. We're not just going any old where. We're not just ships out there just without a sail, just going wherever the wind blows us and wherever the water takes us. No, we are on an expected plan. We have a calling. Our steps are ordered. We don't just get any old thing. When we go to a restaurant, we don't walk in and just give us whatever we order, which means that we get what we want. If our steps are ordered, then that means that we are on the plan that you want for us. Mm-hmm. And help us to remember that no matter what goes on around us, Father God.
Yes.
Let us set our mind on the truth of the matter, not on what we see in front of us. Because sometimes reality does not line up with truth. And that's hard for us to comprehend. But Father God, help us to dig deeper. Help us to seek you like never before. Help us to hunger and thirst after you, Father God. Because we need it in these times. We need it in these days. Because as your word says in Psalms 118:8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. And Psalms 118:9 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. 10 says, all nations encompass me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Help us, Father God, to take our rest in you, to take refuge in you, to truly trust you, not to just say it, not just mere lip service. Help us to really trust you. Help us to really have faith in you. Help us to walk in our faith, not just talk about it. Lord, we just love and honor you. Help us to sharpen one another. Help us to be mindful of the wolves out there in sheep's clothing, of the false prophets out there who have best-selling author books and followers and all these things that would draw us to them. But help us to have the discernment to see.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to have ears to hear and help us to have feet that are firmly rooted and grounded in your word. Help us to meditate on your word day and night so that we are mindful to do the things that you say. And Father God, help us to be a voice in this world, a voice of truth, to be a town crier, so to speak, to tell the good news of the gospel,
mm-hmm.
and to speak of what's to come, and to warn the world that it's not too late while they have breath in their body. Help us to be all of the things that you purpose and designed for us when you planned us in the secret place, when you numbered the hairs of head, and the numbered the hairs on our head. Help us to walk in that. Let us shed the stench of the world. Let us shed the false hope and false expectation. Let us shed what people expect of us, and let us put on the purpose and plans that you have for us. Let us be bold in that and be unapologetic.
Yes.
Unapologetic. We are who we are. And we're called by you, Father God. We need boldness in these times. We need firmness in these times. We need absolutes. Not this, oh, this is my truth and my journey. No, this is the truth. There's a difference between my and the.
Mm-hmm.
And help us to be bearers of the truth without fear, because we know who we serve. Let that all be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the Lord had given me the scripture, Psalms 118:8, and I didn't know you were going to have me to pray over, you know, fear, but, you know, we're coming into time. I don't know if you guys have been listening into Randy's shows lately, but, man, they've just been on fire. And one thing that he said that really resonates with me and that I've always known to be true is that we're waiting on America, right, to become great, do all these great things. It's not going to happen, because the time that's going to happen is when Jesus Christ comes to reign and rule. We're trying to put that in, that what only God can do into the hands of man. We couldn't even redeem ourselves, even when we had plans, even when we had priests, even when we had altars, even when we had ways that we could, cleanse ourselves. We couldn't get it right even then. That's why he had to come do it himself. Some things man can't do because of our wickedness, because we are born in sin and shape it in iniquity. We don't have the capability of doing it. Look at, read your word. I want you to really study and read your word. Look at what happens during the 1,000-year reign, right? The 1,000 years that Jesus rules and reigns. Satan is locked up and his demons, they're all away. So everything's amazing and beautiful, peaceful. It's just peace. People having kids, people celebrating, having birthday parties, and doing all these things. Imagine this world without the demons and the devil influencing it. And even still at the end of 1,000 years, the enemy is going to be allowed to come and tempt the people. And guess what? People are going to fall away. Why? Because it's in the heart of man. So people always think, well, if we just had peace, well, if we just got rid of racism, well, if anybody could, it's not going to work. And that's why a man-made government doesn't have the capability of producing this peace. That's why when the false prophet and the Antichrist come, it's ridiculous. Because it can't be done by man. That's why it's an anti-Christ. Because the anti-Christ is a what? Against Christ, trying to emulate and be Christ. And the false prophet saying, yeah, this could be done. It can't. Not without Jesus. But we've got work to do before his return, and we need to be focused on that. But we need to be reading our word and know what's in our word. Because it's the lack of knowledge that causes people to perish. So Christians jump on the bandwagon. Oh, yeah, it sounds like he's a man of peace and he's a threat. And read your word. Get into your word. Because there's all sorts of fear mongering going on, even in the body of Christ. There's all sorts of wolves in sheep's clothing that are best-selling authors and got Instagram followers and all this kind of stuff. You got to quit looking at the external, and you better be praying for discernment in these times. So you're not led astray, because even the elect are going to be deceived. Come on now. So don't be arrogant. Don't be deceived. Don't think just because you love the Lord that you are incapable of being deceived. How do you prevent it? How do you prevent being deceived? Knowing the truth. When you know the truth and somebody comes with the lies, you recognize the deception. Being close to the Lord. Taking everything to him, questioning him. We saw it with the election. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. But was anybody asking the Lord? Those bandwagoners. Well, what say you? I'm telling you that to apply that to everybody. Me, Terrence, Randy, whoever. Take it to the Lord and ask. And ask for confirmation. Don't follow nobody blindly. Not a single human. You got to strengthen that relationship with the Lord. Because times are changing, and a time is coming where we're going to see a lot of, there's already a lot of deception out there. Guess what's going to be turned up? You think it's hot now? Wait till they crank up the volume. So it is imperative that you are in your word. It is imperative that you are praying, fasting, taking communion, seeking the Lord's face, seeking to have an ear to hear, getting rid of the junk. Get rid of the junk out of your diet. Because when you eat a lot of sugar and junk, you can't even hear as good. Get rid of the junk on what you're ingesting with your eyes, what you're watching, what you're listening to. Because it starts to, the things that you learn or hear starts to filter through that. Nobody's saying, oh, you can't, you got to just be, oh, so holy, and just listen to the gospel all day. Nobody's saying that. And I'm saying be mindful. Be mindful. And be aware. Be on alert. Because guess what? Your enemy is roaming around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's on his J-O-B. So you need to be on point. Mm-hmm. You need to be on point. There's no excuses. I'm preaching to myself, too. I need to spend more time in my word and be seeking more. All of us. This applies to us all collectively as a body of Christ. And as individuals. We're seeking the Lord. We're seeking him. Be desperate. It's like anything else you're trying to get. I've seen people that want stuff. And boy, I've seen them go through great lengths and measures. People camping out. They want tickets. People refreshing websites at 2 a.m. when they want merchandise. People, when they want something bad, they'll go through great lengths. Have that same energy for the Lord, for his voice, for his prompting, for his next move for your life, next steps for you, for his plan for your family and your ministry. Have that same energy. Because times are changing. The world is rotting. Just like the body does, right? We're made out of dirt. They call it aging. You're rotting. That's what your body's doing. Like a piece of fruit that you leave out. You want to hold on to something, be part of something that's rotten so bad in this world. But be looking at something that eternal, that produces fruit eternally. Look to those things. Don't get caught up in this world and the trappings of it. Look at what the enemy did to our Lord and Savior, trying to tempt him with these things in the world. You think he's not going to do it to you? He tried to tempt the Lord himself with the trappings of the world. He knew who he was. So how much more do you think he's going to try to tempt you with the trappings of this world? You not God in the flesh. You pure man that was born into sin and shaped in iniquity. You have the capability of sinning, unlike our Lord and Savior. So how much more is he going to try to tempt you with the trappings of the world? Don't get caught up. Don't be sleeping. Don't fall out the window. Sleep on the job. We got things to do. Amen.
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 Amen. Good word.
Mm-hmm.
Answer these calls.
Yes, sir. Let's get to it. Thank you for calling in tonight. I think this person was first and they fell off. 903-720, who are we speaking to?
This is Sylvia in Texas.
Hey, Sylvia, how are you?
I'm just grateful and thankful. Thank you.
Amen. Let's pray for you.
Amen. Thank you.
I got 293 open. Let me close. I'll go back to that other one. Okay. So we got one open now, 903-720, Sylvia. All right, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Sylvia, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving her for the anointing. I see like the Lord anointing your mouth. It's almost like you, like when you put on like lip gloss or lipstick, and how it just makes your mouth look different. You know, women, we know we put on glossy lipstick and or glossy lip gloss and just makes your lips look so moist and pretty, or put on a pretty shade of lipstick and it changes, even though your mouth is the same, but it just changes the whole look of it. And I see the Lord anointing your mouth so that like the words that you say, they look different, or they're received differently by people. There's like a beauty to them, something that's more attractive about it. So Lord, we just thank you right now for Sylvia. We thank you for the anointing of her mouth, Father God. We thank you for though she'll say the same things, they'll be received and seen differently. Because it's all about perception with people. You could tell somebody the same thing over and over and over and over again. And if their mindset is one way, they won't see it a certain way, versus if their mindset is another way, they will see it a certain way. And people will say that. We will say things to people and they'll take words and translate it into sight and say, oh, I see what you mean. Even though you're not physically showing them something, you're expressing something with words, but there's a correlation with words and sight. Because even when you give us words, Father God, it gives us vision to see things that we can't see in the physical. And so we thank you, Father God, for anointing Sylvia's mouth so that when she speaks words, even if it's the same thing she's been saying, it's seen differently. So people will say, oh, I see that. Oh, I see what she's talking about. I see what you mean now. Because it visually looks different to them when they hear it. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And just continue to bless her, Father God. Continue to guide her and help her to be bold with her conversations with people, to say things unashamed and unafraid, because there are certain conversations that are ordained in that they are divine appointments and they just need to be had. Even if the person doesn't necessarily appear to be receiving the things that are said, as far as them acting on it, they're still receiving it because they can't unhear it. They can't unhear the words. And so maybe in late nights they'll hear the words over again or when they face a certain situation, but it's been deposited. So even though it seems like they didn't receive it, it has been deposited. So it's up to them to spend it or do whatever they want with those words, but they're there for the taking and there for them to act on. So we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Just receive this deal here. Just receive it. Just trust God. Just trust God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's been going on with you, Sylvia?
I've just been just grateful and thankful. And I received the word that was from heaven from Mr. Tanisha tonight. And I'm just trying to get closer and closer as I can to the Father. On one occasion, Tanisha told me that I was a pillar of the community back in February. And I get on a lot of nights, and I don't my number doesn't be called, but I'm just so grateful that I got on tonight and hear from heaven.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's just yes. amazing how you get confirmation. And it's just a confirmation, and I'm grateful for all
yes.
the things that he's done in my life and
yes.
still the assignment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That whatever I need to do to speak or say with boldness in the way I say it, that they receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the heart of Sylvia, the servant's heart, and the willingness to do what you desire for her to do. It's like I could sense God is so pleased with your willingness, because you want to do it. You know, it's one thing when as people, when we desire people to do something, it feels different when people want to do it versus when we're forcing them, dragging them, kicking and screaming. And we just like, forget, I don't even want it no more. You know, when it's so reluctant, that it warms us even as people when people are so willing to help. They want to do the work. They want to be part of a team. They want to make things better. That's what I'm sensing, like God is so pleased because you want to do it. You want to. It's not that you're feeling obligated or forced or doing it out of religion. It's a sincerity, sincere willingness that whatever you want me to do, Father, I'll do it. Just let me know what you want me to do. That's such a beautiful thing when you're just like, just what do you want me to do? That's a true servant. That is a true servant to say, what do you want me to do? Not just saying, well, Lord, I want this, that, and the other, but saying, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to speak to? Where do you want me to go? Lord, we just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the servant's heart, Lord, and help the people that she's called for see that servant's heart, that there's no ulterior motive. There's nothing to gain from her, but just her being obedient and loving you, Father God, and in turn loving people. Help them to see that. We live in a world where even when people appear to be doing good things, people are so skeptical and so paranoid because they're always thinking that somebody is trying to get something out of them or have some sort of ulterior motive. But help them to see that she has no ulterior motive. Help them to feel her sincerity and to see her servant's heart, that she just desires to serve you, Father God, and serve the people that call to her, and help them to be receptive of that. People will let their guard down and be receptive when they know that a person, their only interest is their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that somebody's telling you to do something or giving you advice just for your best interest, you are more willing to accept it and to consider it So help people to see that in her. Where they say, I'm going to take what she says into consideration because I know she don't gain nothing from that. It's not going to change her life. The only life that's going to change is mine. Help them to see that, Father God. Let her servant's heart shine and be made known to people, even if they don't quite know what it is, what they're seeing, help them to be able to feel it, to say, I just have a feeling that she's real. She's sincere.
Yes.
Let that always be on her, Father God. Let people always see that in her, no matter where she's being used, no matter what capacity, whether she's at the grocery store or ministering to a person or she's helping a neighbor. Help them be able to see the servant's heart. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You got anything else you pray for specifically before we go to the next call?
No, everything you said tonight was just more confirmation that I had gotten another night from another one from PGN, and it's amazing. It's just amazing when you hear from heaven and still doing kingdom work with all this stuff going on around you, like you said, in the grocery store, and people walk up to you or people helping you get your groceries in the car, and thank you for helping me. You didn't have to do that. Oh, you know, I didn't mind. Oh, da da da. I'm seeing you in the store, da da. But people watch you and just grateful. And I'm gonna let you go on to the next caller. But I thank you. I just admire you so much, both of you all so much, and listen a lot of nights. And I'm just so your voice and your sound and all that you say in other people's lives. I sit and listen and receive them, because sometimes you don't have to be called on to know that. To be delivered from things that you can,
right.
Amen. That's true. Well, we thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate you. We love you, and we hope you have a good night.
Thank you, and you have a good night as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a message from my sister. One of her friends' boyfriend's son died today of a fentanyl overdose. 17 years old. Tried it at a party in January. Fit in and been hooked and just got out of rehab 3 weeks ago. So I just want to pray for that family. And my sister and I were talking about that earlier, about how fentanyl is a lot of people, we're hearing about people having drug overdoses because they're cutting the drugs and that. And I just want to pray about that. Lord, first we want to lift up the family of that young man who died of that fentanyl overdose today, Father God. Just heal the broken hearts. I know that their heart is breaking. And just let them feel your comfort, Father God, and help them to know that you make all things work together for good. Even the most tragic parts of our life, Father God, where it just seems like it's just a tragic waste. You know, people use those terms like there's no good can come out of it. Like it's just in vain, but it's only in vain when we don't place it in your hands and place our lives in your hands. So Lord, help that family to overcome and surround them with people who will love on them. And most importantly, help them to turn to you, Father God, for love and comfort. And we just come against addiction right now, Father God, and that need to fit in. Come against that, Lord. Help us as parents, as a community, as a body of Christ, to build up strong children, Father God. We need to invest in our kids, Lord Jesus. And we just come against that addiction right now. If anybody be suffering from addiction, or if they represent a family of a person, if they're a friend, a coworker, if they know anybody who suffers from an addiction, Father God, let them be used tonight to pray on that person's behalf. We just touch and agree as believers to break the back of addiction.
Yeah.
Off of people's lives and help people to be unashamed and to seek help for their addiction. there's so much stigma attached to it. People are afraid to say that they have dependency issues. But the truth is what sets you free. It makes you free. So help them to come to terms with their issues and to seek whatever method you desire in their lives so that they can be free indeed and eternally set free. Let that be done in Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to the next caller. I had accidentally unmuted you too at the same time. 903-918.
Yes, this is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are y'all?
Doing good.
I'm doing really good. Watched the car the other day and then it rained. I always know when it's going to rain. Let me wash the car. So if y'all want some rain, just let me know how to go wash the car.
That's it. That's a sure sign.
Yeah. And that's honestly what I see God operating in your life with the guarantee of things. Like, you do something, this is what's going to happen. Man, when Sarah does this, this happens, you know, and whatever God is opening you up to, whatever gifting that he's giving you, and he's presenting those opportunities for you to use those giftings, use them. Use them, because not only is it for you, it's for a lot of other people that's going to be able to witness who he is. You know, some people would never experience God if they don't cross your path, because God got people assigned to you whose language you speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's attracted to you, because he made them and made their ears to hear what he's put inside of you to deliver. And so I just see really God opening you up to that gifting, and to start operating in that gift to do so things can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It releases things. It's strictly out of your obedience and not out of the fear of what ifs. Satan and death will try to put that on you. But just trust God and just receive from him and begin to see, to embrace the changes that you are witnessing in you. It's always been who you were made to be. It's always been there. But now you're witnessing. It's new to you, but it's not new to you. It's new to you, but it's old to you, because it's been in there. So now it's just time for what's already in you to come out, to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And so walk in it with authority, walk in it with boldness, peace, and walk in it knowing that everything that you do, God is going to get the glory out of it. And there's no failure in him. No, it's not even in your own ability. But he's ordained you to do it. So that's what I got for you.
Well, we thank you right now for our sister Michelle. Father God, we thank you for the to really seeing things. Like, I see you really seeing things for what they really are. Like, sometimes people just don't see the demonic influence in things. They really can't see it. And it could be frustrating, because everybody's like, oh, yeah, this is so amazing. This is so cool. This is so hip and happening. And you're like, this is completely demonic. You know, you see it. Nobody else sees it. But I see you really increasing in that area of being able to see things for what they really are, to see the heart of matters, to see what's driving it. Just like we need our heart to operate in our bodies. Take away our heartbeat, we're goners. And things have a heart to it, right? They even say that getting to the heart of things, which means what's causing it to stay alive, mm-hmm. And I see you being able to get to the heart of, like, seeing the heart of things, where you'll see, does it have a stony heart? It's, this is a stony heart, or is this a sensitive heart to God? What's going on with this? What's driving it? What's causing it to beat? And you're going to be able to let people know, like, no, this is not, there's no God in this. I know that it looks good on the outside, but that inside is rotten and got a wicked heartbeat. Or you'll be able to just pray for things, to just identify it and pray for things. Sometimes people won't be able to see it. Sometimes they can't see it. Sometimes they refuse to, but it doesn't matter. You'll be able to see it and you'll be able to be effective and just pray. And it's going to help you to make moves and moves people that you know. But, just don't get frustrated, because I have that ability to, I'll see things. I'm like, I see what's going on here. I see this, and sometimes other people can't see it. So mm-hmm. I just pray about it, instead of getting frustrated, where before I'm like, how do you not see that? Like, now I just, okay, sometimes I keep it to myself. I just ask God, when does he want me to reveal that, reveal things? Because sometimes it's like casting your pearls before swine. It's not going to be received. But when he tells me to say it, I do. Whether they receive it or not, doesn't matter. But if he wants me to say it, it's for a reason, and then I just pray about the matter. So, Lord, we thank you for her increasing in the area of discernment and seeing things for what they really are, seeing the intent, seeing the heart, and identifying what type of heart is in matters. It's not even just people. It's like even matters. Like agendas, laws, all sorts of stuff. Well, you'll be able to see what's really hidden, because we know that as voters, that in California we would have propositions, vote no on prop, blah blah, whatever, and you have to really read that proposition, mm-hmm. because they might say, you're watching a commercial and they're like showing kids, on a swing set and a couple of them on a merry-go-round, like, our kids are our future. Would you want to take away, playground equipment and our kids' ability to have places to work out and to stretch their feet and just laugh and be kids? If you don't want to take away funding from kids' equipment, vote no on prop, blah, blah. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to take away, kids' playgrounds and jungle gyms and all this kind of stuff. Then when you read the prop, so you thinking you voting so that you keeping kids having equipment and, playgrounds and stuff, but then you also voting for, police officers kick your door down at any given moment and stripping away funding from schools. And I mean, it'd be crazy. You'd be like, hold up. The face of this proposition is that we don't want to take funding away from kids, but the heart of it, it just be all sort of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with kids. Pure wickedness be the heart of it. So us Californians, we know to read them propositions before it's time to go vote, no matter what they're trying to, portray with their infomercial, their little commercials, and this is paid for by blah, 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 and the little mailers that they send out. You got to read that proposition. They send the little packets, and it spells out what all the stuff is. You got to get to the heart of that thing, because you'd be voting thinking that you just trying to save some kids so they can have a merry-go-round, a swing set. Really, now you just stripped your rights, You know, sold the whole city soul, but if you don't know what's going on, if you don't get to the heart of it, you could be easily deceived because you're looking at the face of it. And that's what people tend to do in life. People look at the face of things and they don't even try to get to the heart of matters. Even with people, people trust more people who are attractive. And, oh, he's so nice and he's so handsome or she's so pretty. What that mean? Like, handsome or pretty people can't lie and try to deceive you. But they say, oh, they're just so nice, and they were so nice about it. So they don't even try to get beyond what they can see. That's the nature of people. But you're going to be able to, you don't care how pretty it's packaged up, and if there's a bow on it, sprinkles and glitter, you're going to say, no, let me, what's in it? Looks good on the outside, but what's on the inside? You're going to be able to see that. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
It's a blessing to have that ability. You know, because sometimes
yes,
it's annoying, but it's a blessing because you'll see stuff. And sometimes people will accuse you of being a certain type of person because they're like, man, is she hating or why is she being negative? And you're not. You just really can see it. You know, you're like, I'm not trying to be a negative person, but this is not okay. You know, this is not what they're trying to present it to be. That person is not what they're trying to make themselves out to be, you know, portray themselves to be. And so, you know, when you have the ability to see the truth of matters, you know, persecution comes with it because some people don't want to see the truth. They want to see whatever it is that they want to see. They like the smoke screen and the glamour, you know. So when you speak out and say the truth, you know, they're going to call you names. You're going to be a hater and negative and jealous and all these other kinds of things, but that's not the truth. The truth is that what you're seeing is just the truth. Truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't let that deter you from telling people things. You know, God will let you know when to say something and when to just pray. Because sometimes before I would just tell everybody everything. God, like, I didn't tell you to say that. He's like, sometimes it's just for you to see and to pray and know how to make moves, you know. So he'll let you know how to move in that. But I see that you already can see things like that. You already have a good, strong discernment, but it's going to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So just be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I just received that, and I just I asked him to give me wisdom in it because I do already see things.
Mm-hmm.
I just need wisdom, like you said, to just not speak it out, not be so quick to speak it out, but to pray
right.
about it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Praise I learned
God,
my lesson.
It has gotten me in trouble.
Yeah. Me too. They're like, hey, today you meet my new boyfriend. It's demonic. And I'm like, what? You know, but yeah, I had to learn the. I have to learn to just go to God. I'm like, Lord, I don't feel good about this, or I'm seeing this and this person, and or yeah, I see this plan they got over here. This is the devil all up and through it. And yeah, he had to teach me how to know when to speak, because I mean, I was getting backlash, and then I go to God like, I'm getting backlash, and he's like, nobody told you to say anything. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, So I had to change the way I thought. I'm like, well, I thought if I just saw truth, I just, you know, see what I, you know, say what I see. And he's like, no, I didn't tell you to do that. So you're bringing that trouble upon yourself. Of course, he always got me out of it, but he taught me, you know, that shifted how I operated, where I'm like, okay, Lord, I see this. You want me to say something? Or, you know, where now I'm just very mindful of, you know, especially when I'm seeing something that other people probably are not seeing, I'm just mindful of what do you want me to say or how do you want me to respond. Of course, I always take it to him in prayer, but then I'm like, okay, what do you want me to say anything, or just for me to see, you know, what do you want me to do? So, yeah, when you have that gifting, I think all of us have been in that position where we've gotten a little bit of trouble because of it, but
yes.
But yeah, when it's turned up, I mean, you just gotta. I think you're gonna already. You already know to go to him about it. But once it's turned up, where you're gonna have to go to him more so is just not being annoyed by it, because people won't be able to see. It'll be crystal clear to you, and it'll be clear as mud to everybody else. So you're like, why you don't see this? You know, but. Or you're just kind of waiting to see, does somebody else see it too? And nobody sees it. So that could be frustrating. But it's a gift. You know, it's something to praise God about. It's a gifting. So it's going to be interesting to see as we talk to you, as time goes, how strong it gets. Because that's what I see it like turned all the way up. Like, oh, you think it's hot now? Let me turn up the thermostat. So yeah, it's gonna get pretty, very, very strong in you where you'll see things. We need that though. We need saints that have that ability to see through things. Where you're like, nah, I see right through that. That's not cool. Or okay, yeah, I see through that, and yeah, that's good. Because sometimes things don't look good, and they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need that. We need people who can see things, see through things, because it can look good and be bad, or it can look bad and really be good and be a blessing. And people are overlooking it because they're expecting it to have a certain look to it, when really God is hiding it. And so you'll be able to kind of lead them to say, no, this is something hidden by God. Take that path, or do this, or take that job, or, you know, consider that person, whatever the case may be. And then they'll really see that it's a blessing. But on first glance, they'll be like, no, because they don't have that wisdom and to look deeper. You know, a lot of people are very surface. So they just, first glance, they make a decision instead of trying to get deep or get to the heart of things. I mean, it's just the more God teaches me about people, the more I see that, man, that sheep analogy is so on point, because, man, people will just follow up. They're just, man.
Mm-hmm.
People are just, whoa. I just be like, wow, Lord, the fact that you haven't just zapped us all is just a testament of your love for us, because, man, people, that's all I got to say is people. But I love people, but, man, the way people operate and I see how they are, how the enemy just deceives people so easily. Like, it's just effortless for when it comes to some people. And that's why they need, you know, the weaker ones need us stronger ones. You know, everybody's not strong. We don't all have the same level of strength. And so we got to step in for the weaker ones and say, you know, God will use to say, hey, no, that's not a good choice. Or, hey, I think you're missing something. You're missing out. You're praying for something. Your blessing is right there in front of you, and you're looking at the surface. There's something beyond that, you know, just really loving on them and being patient and imparting that wisdom that they don't possess, helping them to still operate in it anyway. So you'll see. I'm excited for you.
Praise God. And in the way you just explained it, I needed that. So thank you. Praise God.
You're welcome. Do you have anything that you want
big,
prayer
a
for?
A huge help.
Okay, good.
No, I didn't need anything pray for tonight, but
okay.
I just thank God for this word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're glad that you called in. Have a good night.
Y'all too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. You're welcome. All right, let's go up here. 334-590.
Hello.
Hello.
Jayla.
Kayla, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
Great. Wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for Jayla, Father God. We just thank you for exposing the traps, and Father God. Teaching her how to maneuver, because sometimes, like, you can, like, go into something and it seems like it's got you caught up, but there are ways to, like, get through things without it hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you just be still, right, squat down a little bit, right, turn to your left some, and begin to back up, you know, and you can free yourself. But when you get into something and you get to panicking and moving around, and now you're causing it to wrap you up and trap you in more. And God is going to give you the... He gonna give you the maneuvers on how to get through it. You know, mm-hmm. step over that right there. You know, move to the left, go right, bend down. And so, it's going to be real imperative that you keep your ears open.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your ears open to his voice. Because the enemy is definitely trying to set traps for you. He's trying to get you caught up in thinking that you don't know. But God, you're going to see it before you even get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to reveal the, expose the trap. Expose them. And so just note it. And that's what I got.
Amen. I'm seeing that the Lord is going to, he's going to use you to contrast things with people. To contrast, you know, even when you think about, let's look at the word contrast. Only time I ever hear it is medically. The MRIs, and they'll do like contrast so that they can see things better. But I want to get the actual definition of it. Contrast. Let's put contrast with a D. Okay, definition. here you go, Merriam-Webster. Okay, so to set off and contrast, compare, or appraise in respect to differences. I like that. To show the similar elements, the difference or degree of difference between things having similar or comparable natures. I like that the best, to contrast things. And so the scripture the Lord gave me for you is Psalm 115, and we're going to read all the way down. Well, I guess they'll just tell me when to stop, because it's a pretty long psalm. We're going to read it at an Amplified. And look at this. It says, pagan idols contrasted with the Lord. That's what the header says. Wow. Okay. So, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth and faithfulness. Why should the nation say, where now is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. Nor can they make a sound with their throats. Those who make them will become like them. Everyone who trusts in them, O Lord, trust, O Israel, trust and take refuge in the Lord. Be confident in him, cling to him, rely on his word. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who reverently fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear and worship the Lord with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you great increase, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us, we will bless and affectionately and gratefully praise the Lord. From this time forth and forever, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's Psalm 115. This is what stood out for me. He's talking about the idols. What are the idols, right? It says the idols of the nation are silver and gold. What do we see right now? People worship. They worship money. They do anything for money, anything for the bag. That's all they talk about, the bag. I'm so sick of that term, I could scream.
Get
the bag.
Get the bag, get my bag, get my bag.
I'm so sick of that word. And then what else does it say? The work of man's hands. Anybody so what they do, right? It's so they want to brag what they do. I'm this, I'm that, and the other. Oh, I'm an attorney. I'm a doctor. I'm this. I'm a superstar. I'm a celebrity. I'm a senior. That's the best. That's people's idols. But look at what look at what they say about these idols. They got mouths and can't even speak. Eyes can't see. Ears and can't hear. Noses can't smell. Hands that can't feel. Feet that can't walk. Nor can they make a sound with their throat. That's what these idols are. They are useless. They're pointless. Can you imagine that? I like how they liken it to a man or a person. Imagine a person who has all those abilities. Can't speak, can't hear, can't smell, can't feel, can't walk, can't make no sound. So that person would be, imagine somebody coming in. Let's just use this in the term of an enemy, right? Imagine somebody says, meet me at 9 o'clock and I'm going to kick your butt. And they're ready to fight you. And then you find out that they can't smell, hear, taste, touch. They can't hear. They can't even make a sound. You'd be like, what? What you going to do? You're useless.
Wow.
And this is what people are worshiping. This is what this is what people have made their idol, something that's useless.
Mm-hmm.
It can't fight for them. Like the Lord fights our battle. It can't do nothing for them but just have a look. Because it says they got a mouth. So you got the appearance of a mouth, but guess what? It can't speak. Got eyes. I can see the eyes, but you can't see. It's an appearance. It's an illusion. It's a smoke screen. It has a look, but can't do anything that the look portrays. It's a portrayal. And the Lord is going to use you to contrast that. Because if you got two people pitted against each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
They both look like they can, you know, they both look human. But one can't smell, touch, taste, they can't feel, can't do nothing. You don't know these things until you put it to the test. It reminds me of when Elijah went up against a false prophet. He's like, where's your God? Is he napping?
Mm-hmm.
Using the bathroom? Where is he? Their God had a look, couldn't do nothing. And that's what people are going to learn about these idols and things that they worship. The bag, it's carrying the bag. Money can't do nothing for you.
Oh God!
They'll do anything for it. They don't realize all they're doing is sowing bad seeds. That money, Pied Piper, and them right to the pits of hell. That job and that title you got, what you do with your hands, what's that doing? It is a resource. The source is the Lord. So when the devil used somebody to strip it, then what? You know, what is it really doing for you? What is a title at a job doing for you? Nothing. The Lord is our source. That title don't mean nothing. That's why we don't get caught up in titles. As believers, you acknowledge that work and all that. That's great. You know, you got a big fancy title. Cool. But know who you put your faith and trust in. Don't get caught up in that. And God is going to use you to contrast those things. They think, oh, I'm doing better than her because look at what I'm driving and look at what I got. But you, what good is it for a man to profit the whole world if he loses his soul? And that's what so many people are doing. Yeah, they're gaining. Yeah, you got the latest handbag and you got all these jewels and you live in a fancy house, gated and everything. You even got one of them $2,000 designer dogs. But you don't have no soul. Soul going straight to the pits of hell. You don't know Jesus. Who cares about those things? Who cares? Can't take them with you. You be dead and gone and the vultures will be fighting over your house, your car, your handbag. And your dog. They're going to fight over it all. And where are you going to be? For all of eternity. People are making eternal flaws for a rotting earth. They choose to hold on to the rot versus an eternity of beauty and peace and love and completion, learning. It's sick. But God's going to use you to contrast those things. You're going to have them, one of those, you're going to have them Elijah stand downs. Where's your God? What is your money doing? Since you want to choose you this day who you serve and you want to serve money, serve your job. That's what a lot of people do. A lot of people do wicked in the name of money. I see it all the time. All the time where they'll say, oh, this person did this, that, and the other. And people will always question, well, at least they get, or they'll always say, well, at least they're getting money. Well, they got their money, as if that justifies wicked or bad behavior. And the same thing, people with their job, they'll lie, scheme, scam, throw their own grandma under the bus. Oh, but and say, oh, well, it was my job. It was my job. And that's why the word is clear. Choose you this day who you will serve. You're going to serve money today? You're going to serve your job? If they're in direct conflict with the word of God, you got to choose who you're going to serve. And not make that thing your God or your idol. And God's going to use you to contrast that. Because like that definition said, let me go back to it. It says the difference or degree of difference between things having similar or comparable natures. Just like how when we read that psalm and it's describing a human, it's describing a person. Mm-hmm. Right? We got a mouth, eyes, ears, nose, hands, feet, throat. So if you put in this useless thing against a real person, they got similarities. But the contrast is going to show you what the difference is. The contrast is going to say, okay, these two things look the same, but this one can speak. These two look the same, but this one can hear. These two look the same, but it can make sounds with its throat. This one is mute. It can't speak. It just looks similar. But understand, these are two totally different things. Though they look the same, they're completely different. Mm-hmm. So many people are caught up in looks. The way things look, well, looks be this. Look, even people get caught up in people online relationships and say, oh, goals. Relationship is just toxic as I don't know what. So they're basing on what it looks like. People get caught up on the look of things. But God's going to use you to contrast so that they can see the difference. I know it looked that way, but let's bring the truth of the matter into it. This is what it really is. For me, that, because people are so caught up on looks. Even when we live in a selfie society, everybody taking selfies, everybody caught up on looks, and they try to be slick about it. They want to show off their things, but they front like they're taking a selfie, but then there's things in the background, conveniently placed. All about the look of things, the way they look. Even the women, it's so sad. I see the young women online, and everybody looks the same. It's like people came out of the same factory. Everybody wants to look the exact same. They modify their bodies to look the exact same, and they don't look natural because it's all about the look of things. Everybody's all focused and obsessed with looks. So that's what they gravitate towards. Oh, well, this is the way it looks. And here you're going to come to contrast it. I know that looked like an orange, but let me shine some light on it. That's not an orange. That's a rotten onion. I know this looks like this, but let me contrast it and show you that that's not the same. You think you serving God because you say God, but you don't never say Jesus. All you say is God. You could be serving the God of money. I don't know what your God. Your God, it might not be capital G. I don't know what God you. Let me contrast it. Let's talk about Jesus. You saying that you care about this group's lives and these people and all this kind of stuff, but then yet you condone grouping these people and hating them, but you don't want people to group you and hate you. Let's contrast that. We're going to really show people what they're really about and what they're really serving and what they're really gravitating towards and what they're really standing with. Imagine when Elijah was having a showdown with the false, the prophets of Baal, mm-hmm. and God. And imagine there's people around, the audience, and they're siding with the false prophet. And here he comes, contrasting, showing that your God is, you serve a dead God. If there's people who sincerely want to be on the side of right, they're going to slide with him to say, whoa, I didn't mm-hmm. know that our God wasn't able to do nothing. I didn't know he took naps and, you know, off away on vacation, gone fishing. I didn't know that. Well, some people, they don't care. They're going to ride with it because that's what they've always rode with. And so the contrast helps. Some people are really caught up in a web and don't know it. They really wow. don't. Some people are truly ignorant. Some people don't care. Right or wrong. They just so caught up in this world. They're so caught up in something rotten. It's sad. And you try to get them out and create a clear path, and they don't want to take it. They want the mm-hmm. fame. They want the likes. They want to look a certain way. They want people to be jealous or envious of them. They thrive off of that. That's their food. It feeds them. And when things change, they're not going to know how to act. Word of God talk about how in the last days, men's heart are going to fail. People are going to be trying to kill themselves and stuff. It's going to be crazy. We're seeing the setup and the conditioning for that now. Some people, if the internet went off tomorrow, some people wouldn't know what to do. People would literally jump off bridges. They're so caught up in the internet. Caught up in it. It's like a whole different world. It's like you got your real world and you got your internet world.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very caught up in that. But you are going to contrast on the internet and in real life. You're going to contrast things to show people what things really are. And that it's not the same. It looks the same. It looks similar. But it's not the same. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Give us the strength, Father God, to say what needs to be said and to not care about the backlash and to be bold with it and to speak it matter of factly to say, this is what this is and this is what that is, and they are not the same, period. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or try to make you, this is just not, it's just not the same, even though it looks similar. Give her that boldness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Oh, my God. That just confirmed something that I know that God has, like, put on my life. Like, for once, I feel like my entire life I've been put in spaces where it's, like, the truth is not there. And it's almost like God puts me there to, like, bring the truth to it. And I've always come up against, like, a lot of opposition and the different things. But my spirit has always shown, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, God has always used me to shine light on things and to bring the truth to things. And I didn't necessarily understand, like, why and, like, to the extent of everything. But... oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm just at a loss for words because it made my purpose make that much more sense.
Like,
what God has already told me. Oh, my goodness. I'm, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm like literally, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
I'm so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I feel like I just got a puzzle piece just added that just makes everything, the picture just shifts. Oh, my goodness. Wow. This is wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for you all because, wow. I'm so sorry. I'm literally at a loss for words because it just, I can't even put words. I literally can't say anything. Wow.
That's like that sometimes. I get like that too. Sometimes Randy will pray over us and I'm just, that's all I can say. And I'm like, say more because it's so profound. But I'm just sitting there like, wow. I don't know
what
to say. Sometimes that's all that you can say. I mean, I like how you said it's like a puzzle piece put in because that's part of our walk. We, as we mature in age and keep going on with the Lord. It's like he keeps adding more and more pieces, and we're like, oh, I see it now. Oh, I see this. I see that. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. It starts to make more and more sense. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, it's just sometimes you just got to give it time. They're like, I want all the answers and I want them now. And I'm like, no, you got to give it time. And then it starts to all come together. It's like you see thread after thread after thread after thread, and you don't know what's going on. Then when you zoom out, you see this tapestry. And you're like, oh, well, that's what was going on. You know, that's what was happening. I just saw a bunch of strings put together. Mm. And you got to zoom out, and you see this beautiful tapestry. God is making, creating something, but all you're seeing is loose strings, and strings getting gone in, strings getting burned and tied, and you're like, what's going on here? And you're like, my life's a mess. It's a bunch of strings. It's a bunch of loose strings. And then you zoom out, and you're like, oh.
Wow.
So it's actually a beautiful tapestry. I didn't know that. You know, that's how it is. You start to put those puzzle pieces together, then you zoom out, and then you're like, oh, that's me. Oh, okay. Okay, you're like, okay, Lord, I see what you did there.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I love you all so much, and I thank you for, like, always being here for me. I'm so, so appreciative, and I love y'all so much.
You're welcome. You know, we love you, too. So we're gonna go ahead and mute you. I'm going to pray over the next few people because it's 8:32, so we're going to clear up for Randy. But, yeah, we love you, Jayla.
Good night, you guys.
Good night. I'm going to quickly go over the next few people. 251-342, we thank you for the love. We thank you for the laughter. We thank you, Father God, for the good times. That's what I see, like, good times. Love and laughter, good times. It's like when I was a kid, we used to have these big, massive barbecues, and it was always just love, laughter, and good times. And I just see you entering into that. We're just like, lots of good times. So, ooh, that's amazing. We'll take some of that too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 330-983. We thank you for 330-983, Father God. We thank you for the perseverance and the push. I see you pushing things. And, like, you just, like, blowing things down. Like it's almost like a wall being up, and you're like one of those military tank things, and you just pushing and just crushing through the wall. Like, I see you pushing, and you really, like, gaining ground. Because there's been, like, obstacles up, and you're just pushing. God's giving you supernatural strength to keep pushing and persevering, and those walls are going to come down. You're going to gain that ground. You're going to gain because of the push. Just keep pushing. Father God, help them to just continue to push and push for the things that they are deserving of and that you have called them for. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person is 225. 270, Father God, we thank you for 225-270. We thank you for the understanding the imagination realm, like knowing when it's, sometimes we think we're imagining things like, oh, I'm just, you know, just got a strong imagination, but really God is really downloading those things in us and wants you to believe the things that he's showing you in that imagination realm, because that's a realm where you have vision, where you can see things, where you can kind of let wow, you know. And you're going to see that some of these things that you think are just a wild imagination, God is going to really do those things. He's really going to do those things. So just keep believing. For even if it seems crazy, you know, if you believe God's going to just give you $10 million, believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like some of those things that you think is just part of your imagination, it's really going to come to pass. So Lord, help them to be childlike in that manner and believe. In Jesus' name, amen. 570-225, Lord, we just thank you for 570-225. We just thank you for the ruling and reigning. I see you ruling and reigning. That's the two words. God is trusting you with that. Trusting you with ruling and reigning over like areas, like providences and things. Like, so I see you like ruling and reigning over. Like over areas. So Lord, just help them to do that in Jesus' name. Effective leadership, Christ led and Christ driven in Jesus' name. Amen. And next person is a 111. So I'm pretty sure you know who you are. 111111. Thank you for excursion. That's the word I saw look it up real quick. I know we're running out of time, but I want to give you guys time to call back and get in the queue. I got to look that up real quick because I know what an excursion is, but it's hard for me to define that. It's not a word I use on a day-to-day basis. Last time I used that word probably was associated with the car. So let's see, excursion. Excursion definition. See, the car popped up. It says going out or forth, usually a brief pleasure trip, a trip at special or reduced rates, not that one. Movement. Traversed. Oh, it's funny how it's got all these words that associate even with cars. Going out or forth expedition. That's what I see. That's the one that's for you. Going out and going forth. God, like using, putting you out on missions, right? To do like missions work. It says like a brief trip. So I see you going out on like several excursions sent by the Lord to do the Lord's work. And you're going to really, like the people that you're called for are going to benefit, but you're going to really, really benefit too, tremendously, to win-win. So let that be done in Jesus' name. And I just pray safe travels and protection and all needs met in Jesus' name. So thank you guys for calling in tonight. We love you all. Call back. The queue will open up at 8:45 and then just hit one. And typically on Wednesdays, Randy prays over everybody, which is awesome. He's been having some really, really on fire teachings this week. So if you haven't been listening to him, go ahead and give him a listen. Anyways, we love you all. Oh, and if we're not going to be on Sunday show, but for all the mothers, have an amazing and happy Mother's Day. We love you all. We love mothers.
Love you.
So we love you all. Good night.
Good night.